Is Jeff Yama here?
Yes, I am here through Zoom.
Jeff manages something called Digication. Am I saying it right?
Yes, you are.
And Katie Lester, who I failed to mention, is an NFB scholarship winner and received $8,000. Give her a hand at the convention. So Jeff has been working with Katie. And so, Jeff, take a few minutes to tell us about what you do.
Thank you so much. My name is Jeff Yan. I am one of the co-founders and creators of Digication. It is my first time presenting at the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska, and I just feel incredibly honored to have this privilege. Since about October of 2021, we've been working with Katie Lester, who is currently a senior at UAA earning her degree in social work. And we met her through an incredible advocate, Paul Wasco, who is an amazing educator at UAA. As part of Katie's coursework, she is using our learning platform called Digication. So let me tell you a little bit about that. At Digication, we provide a way for students to create what's called e-portfolios. Sometimes students use Digication to create project websites, and other times they may use it as a space to create personal reflections and from, you know, all kinds of experiences, but all of their lived experiences in and out of the classroom. And last and not least, many of them create their public online portfolios as well. And they use that to showcase their achievements and identities. And oftentimes they use it for job search and other career advancement purposes. We love how creative students are and really love it when they advocate for themselves and their beliefs. And our core philosophy is to make learning visible and to find new ways and creative ways for students to be heard, be seen, and be recognized. And I was so excited to learn about, I think it was from Katie, that, that we share this one thing, which is we believe that everyone should be able to live the life they want. And this is why we're so lucky to have met Katie and Paul at UAA. Katie is just a fierce advocate for herself, just an incredible inspiration. And Paul is an amazingly caring supporter for all students. Since we met a little over a year ago, we started collaborating pretty regularly so that Katie can show us in detail what works and what doesn't work in our system when using it through JAWS. And I must say that prior to our first meeting, I thought we had done a good job. We had invested a fair amount of resources in making our platform accessible, or what we thought was accessible. And technically on paper, we could probably say that we were accessible because we complied with the regulations and the standards. But the really big takeaway, and it was really like, you know, being hit on the head from our meeting with Katie, is that we just had never really studied exactly how effectively, actually at that point, maybe ineffectively, that our platform was when navigating through a screen reader. And we had learned pretty quickly, and with, I would say, a lot of humility and perhaps embarrassment, that, you know, while we can call it compliant, it was no way easy to use for Katie. In fact, I think that we could quite fairly say that it was just simply unusable. And so we got to work right away. I shared our meeting and the video and the recording with our team. And several of our engineers and designers had volunteered that said, we would love to work on this. And we immediately reprioritized our development resources to make this our absolute highest priority. And so we started making progress. Every month we would work with Katie. And I think between now and, you know, when we met, we probably met maybe at half a dozen times. And every time we would make some progress, and we'll have Katie give us some feedback. And we just learned so much through this collaboration. And Katie, you know, is tireless in helping us test and helping us, you know, providing more feedback. And I think that at some point, Katie had finally, if I may dare say, approve of our platform. And I think that we had objectively, just by counting the number of clicks or number of keystrokes, I should say, we had made it much easier to navigate and drastically reducing that those numbers of keystrokes to get to any part of the system. And this experience also has changed in immeasurable ways the culture of our entire team at Digication, especially the designers and the programmers. And I want to share, I think, what I thought of as one of the most beautiful and wonderful anecdotes. And it was a moment that made us all just sort of giggle a little bit. And it was when we figured out how to provide names for each of the colors that Katie could use to customize her portfolio designs. Instead of the, I'm sure you've seen it, the six random sort of letters and numbers, hexadecimal code in HTML, Katie could hear the names of each of the colors. And Katie told me that banana yellow was her favorite and it would make her laugh. And we were just so happy to have brought her a little joy when using our platform. It was a feeling that I'd never forget, and it was always serve as a permanent reminder of why we want to make sure that all users can use tools that we build. Reflecting on these last 13 months, I think perhaps the biggest lesson I learned as a technology creator, as a tool creator, is to really listen and be empathetic. Katie and Paul, I really want to thank you sincerely just so much for collaborating with us. We hope you have enjoyed this journey so far. We're nowhere near done. As a platform provider for millions of students across a little over 7,000 K-12 and higher education institutions, we are committed to further improving our usability for all users. So we feel like we're just scratching the surface, but we are also committed to advocating and educating all users on how they too can create more accessible content for a more inclusive audience. Well, I hope that this will not be the last time I get to participate at this event. We have all so much to learn from this community, and there's still so much to do. Thank you so much for the opportunity to tell our story. I know that we are between, you know, food and other things that you have going on. And so I know that we probably don't have time for questions, but if there are anyone who wants to contact us offline to provide feedback and ideas on how we can support your efforts, we would truly appreciate it. And thank you so much for the opportunity to present here today.
Thank you very much, Jeff. It's a pleasure having you, and what a great presentation. I think I definitely understand your platform a little better.